I'm Elena. And you, yeah, I can hear that the mic is on. Where is it? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for inviting me to share my part of my story. And thanks, Sunil and Angie, for the music tonight. Thank you. You just set it into place. My story is rather eventful. It covers, so far, a 40-year period. So I really had to pick and choose. It's kind of a kaleidoscope. I've had many seasons in my life where the Lord has me here doing this for a certain period of time, and then, boom, I'm over here doing this for another period of time, and that part's sort of gone, and I move on. So I picked and chose, and I trust that you will be blessed by this part of my journey that I'll share tonight. And I'll start way back. I was raised Roman Catholic, went to church always as a kid. My mom was a quiet, wonderful, devout Catholic lady. I moved to the United Church with the birth of my first child because I wanted the kids baptized, but I knew I had moved away from the Catholic Church. So I moved into the United Church, and all three kids were baptized united. I went to church sometimes. I took them to church sometimes. But Jesus wasn't very real to me. It's not that I didn't believe in God, but he was remote, not somebody who had much personal interest in me, nor me in him. September 22nd, 1983, that all changed. It's the most pivotal day in my life. I had been working in the national offices of the United Church for about 2 years at the time. I'd had a meteoric rise in the work of the church, and I attributed that to myself because I knew I had integrity, I knew I was hardworking, I knew I was honest, I knew I was diligent, I knew I would always go the extra mile in my work. But that wasn't it, you know. This path was all the Lord's doing. He gave me favor, really, with the senior officers of the church, and I was promoted into a position where he wanted me to be. My work was in finance, pension and benefits for the clergy and laity of the United Church, and it involved a lot of travel around the country, conducting seminars and workshops. So I was in and out of churches, in and out of the theological colleges, probably 3-4 months of the year. But on that fateful evening, I was on my way to a course that really would have been helpful to me because I was thinking of leaving the work of the church and moving on into a financial institution. The Credit Suisse was kind of inviting me to join up with them. Anyway, I'm walking to Ryerson, and I was stopped dead in my tracks on Queen's Park Crescent. Something happened to me that evening. I didn't know what it was. Time stood still. I stood still. And I saw in my mind's eye one word. Block letters, it said, ministry. And I think at the time, if anything, I thought, huh? The moment passed. I didn't know what happened. But I sat on a bench in Queen's Park for a long time, and then I got up, went to the subway, went home, and the only thing I knew at that time was that I was not going to continue with this course, that somehow ambition had really been dealt a lethal blow that evening. I write down this experience after I got home, and I put it in a folder. Strange, I think to myself. The next couple of weeks were punctuated by bouts of severe crying in my office. In between, I got my work done. My work friends thought something terrible must be going on in my personal life. I didn't know what all this was about, but the Lord was really working to create that new heart in me that Ezekiel 36:26 is talking about. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and will give you a tender, responsive heart. After this cleansing time was over, I write down this experience as well, and I put it in the folder. This is what I wrote, and I called it washing. In my mind's eye, I am so small, and I'm getting smaller and smaller. I'm insignificant, just a little creature, a nothing. I am so frightened. I've never been so afraid in all my life. I seem to have no control over me or my emotions. I see a tiny rock on a beach. That is me. That is me? I see waves hitting it. It stays there. It doesn't disappear. I feel waves hitting me too. Waves of the most intense feeling and emotion I have ever experienced. They crash against me, then subside, then crash again. So intense, I close my office door and I cry most of the day. I cry most of the next 5 days. I lose 12 pounds. I tell my friend Ellen what is happening. She doesn't believe it. She does believe it. She's incredulous. My life is changing. I know it. She knows it. We are incredulous. Ellen and I had become close friends as soon as I started to work in Church House. She had a lovely childlike faith, and she walked this strange new road with me for 8 years. And I'm forever grateful for this. Ellen died far too young, just a few months after her 50th birthday. In early November, Ellen and I were in Edmonton conducting a pre-retirement seminar. On the back of the wall where we were presenting was a Willis Wheatley pen and ink sketch. It was originally entitled Jesus Christ Liberator. Now it's more commonly known, if you know this, this sketch, as the Laughing Jesus. And it's right in the back of the room about where the clock is in here. Jesus with his head back laughing. Every time I looked at the back of the room, I saw this sketch. It is Jesus and me time. We do the seminar together. I'm just so aware that he's with me doing this workshop. I'm talking to ministers and their spouses, and I know he is there. And I wonder, do they know? Do they feel what I'm feeling? Everyone thinks the seminar is a raving success, and I know why. I make my commitment in that city. Somehow I will be yours, Lord. But in the Sunday service, I try to compromise. I say, Lord, I worship you, but I don't think I could ever get up in front of people and tell them. 6 months later, I stand in the pulpit of that same church, Buchanan Eastwood United Church in Edmonton, and I give my testimony for the first time. Praise God. That first year was characterized by being lost in love. And I'll close that year off with a poem that I wrote called Christmas 1983. Totally enveloped in love, almost detached, floating in liquid love, 5 days on the mountaintop. And the word became flesh. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes She wrapped him in swaddling clothes. God in diapers. I can't get my head around that. How do you communicate spiritual experience? I can't. Maybe in some small way I can reflect on it. Mostly I can only savor it. Precious moments of tender holiness, I alone with and before my God.